Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another special Chokedown Radio Live post WWE SmackDown Live draft, first draft in quite some time, and very interesting to say the least. This will change the way almost everyone tapes their podcast, I think. You have a lot of choices as far as your post-game wrap-up show. There's still actually supplemental drafts happening right now. Behind me right now, as we get to, there's over 30 other picks that have to happen. Rosters, we'll talk about the rosters in a second. Dean Ambrose, for those of you who just wrapped up watching SmackDown, retained the championship. He will walk into Battleground going up versus Seth Rollins, and the returning Roman Reigns coming back from his 30-day suspension for the substance estrogen blocker, like Brock Lesnar and Johnny Bone Jones. Who knows? No one knows. It was never disclosed what was the actual substance, but nevertheless, Vince is very sour with Roman Reigns right now. But on the line right now already is my friend Ralphie. Ralphie, how are you, sir?
Good, man. Good. A little disappointed with this draft.
Yeah, you think so? I don't know. It seems like Raw has everything in it. SmackDown.
Yeah, like Raw has like the women. Raw has
the cruiserweights.
The cruiserweights. They have like, right. You know, they were hyping up Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, you know, and now they really are gonna fight forever because they both got drafted to the same side. Like, I don't know.
Exactly.
Man.
You know, this is what I was afraid of, that, you know, everything would be, like, balanced, you know, shifted in one show, and then the other show would be kind of like, whatever, like, an afterthought. But I think SmackDown still has, you know, some great talent. I think they can still carry a good show, especially with, like, American Alpha, you know, Cena's on it, AJ Styles on it. But they kind of broke up the club, which is, I was disappointed about that. But
I kind of had a feeling that was going to happen.
Yeah.
I had a feeling they were going to do that with drafting Balor to Raw.
I agree. He could be the new leader of the club, you know, with Anderson and Gallows. So let's get into the world title picture. So you just saw Dean Ambrose retained against Seth Rollins. He's going to walk into Battleground going up against Rollins again and Roman Reigns. Finally, we're going to get this Shield explosion, the Shield triple threat. At Battleground, of course, we see Rollins and Reigns on Raw and then Ambrose on SmackDown. As far as the world title picture, what do you think is going to happen, whether it's at the end of Battleground or you get the next fight on Raw? What do you think is going to happen?
I think Dean Ambrose doesn't walk out with the title. I think he's like a paper champion. They're just waiting
right.
for the pay-per-view to take the belt off of him.
Right.
I think Rollins leaves with the title. Since, you know, he's
okay.
like the number one pick from
right.
from Raw. And
Raw.
Like, they're really soured on Roman Reigns. I've been reading a lot online. I've been hearing a lot of people, like, insiders talking. Like,
mm-hmm.
Vince McMahon is, like, he's really, like, upset about the whole Roman Reigns thing. Understandably,
yeah.
you know, he invested a lot in this guy and just wasn't working, man.
I know.
They tried and
yep.
it just wasn't working. You know, the problem with him is the talking, man. He just got to stop.
Right.
They were like forcing him down people It wasn't like something organic like Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan, people actually love this guy. Roman Reigns, like, they want people to like him.
Yep. And that's why he felt force fed.
Yeah, man.
I agree. So I agree with you. I think whether it's Reigns or Rollins, the Raw guy will walk out with the championship on Sunday, and then I guess what, we get a new belt for the Blue Brand? What do you think?
I hope not. To be honest with you, I don't think that the rosters are strong enough right now for two world titles.
Right.
There's talks. I think we spoke about it earlier through text. The Raw title is going to be red and the SmackDown title is going to be blue. Like, that's going to be so, I don't know.
I know.
I don't think they have a strong enough rosters to have two world titles. And then I like that they split up the IC and the U.S.
Yeah, I knew that was going to happen. And I kind of figured it was going to happen the way it was. With Miz on SmackDown with the IC, and then Rusev with the US on Raw. I mean, I wasn't surprised about that. But I like that. I like that a lot. I think it'll put more importance on both belts. What are your thoughts on that, on mid-card belts?
I like that they split them. I think that they have the talent to keep the, you know, make those titles relevant again. But they're kind of like on a roller coaster, these belts, man. Like, you know, one minute they're like, you know, they have like all the best guys going after it. And then, you know, it's the same match every single week since WrestleMania.
I know. I agree. So, I think what killed the Miz's momentum was his filming of the movie. I think with him going out off the spotlight for a little bit, the IC belt wasn't defended, and it kind of killed his momentum there. And the IC was good. I think the Fatal 4-Way match at Extreme Rules, I think it was Extreme Rules, was really good. And then after that, he lost a lot of momentum because he went to Snowman's movie. And I think with Rusev, I don't know. I think he's like going to restart in his career, sort of. I like the Cena. I like the Open Challenge. But after he lost the belt, once ADR, Del Rio won it, and then once Kalisto won it, kind of like, I don't know.
They kind of fell off the face of the earth.
Exactly.
Like, it didn't even matter. Like, they got put on the pre-show, you know, and then it was
exactly.
Like Kalisto against Ryback, like three pay-per-views in a row, and then.
Exactly, yeah. Man. Let's talk about the tag team. So the New Day was selected as a collective unit on Raw, so they remain on Raw. Gallows and Anderson remain on Raw. What are your initial thoughts on that? Was that a good move, you think? Do you think they eventually go on both shows? Like, what are your thoughts on the tag team situation? We didn't get a I'm looking at the SmackDown roster. There's only one tag team working out. So besides them, I don't know.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
For now, let's see who else they draft. But
exactly.
I think it was good to put the New Day on Raw. But I think they're going to – I don't think it mattered. I think because they're going to float back and forth.
Right.
Between the both shows. Like the club on Raw, but I just don't like that they split up with AJ. Something's gonna happen on Sunday,
right?
Probably Balor like calls them the match, and then they just jump AJ Styles. I don't know, but
right.
American Alpha to SmackDown, that was a good move. I think all the NXT guys should have went to SmackDown. You know, to try to get more. The point of going live is because they wanted more viewers, and you know, all the best stuff they put on Raw. Like the Cruiserweight should be on SmackDown. You know, the young NXT guys, they should all go to SmackDown.
Right.
They went the right idea with American Alpha. But I don't know, man. Yeah, this draft was kind of funny. Oh, the Usos just got drafted to SmackDown.
Oh, they did? Oh, they needed it. We were just talking about tag team and lack of depth. And
Golden Truth to Raw.
Oh, wow. I think that's a good move, I think. Let's talk about John Cena. So we all know Cena is now almost 40. Oh, he's on. I'm sorry, Henry. Henry, he's been on the line. Hold on a second.
Henry, gee, thanks.
How are you there? Henry,
I've been
there?
Here talking to my... Hello, hello.
My apologies. Rafi jumped on first, and I just thought it had my conversation.
I feel left out, man. What's going on?
Nah, it's all good.
You
hurt
my feelings.
Yeah, I never left out.
What's going on, brother?
Good, man. Can't complain. We have a mixed reaction with this draft. We're not... I was happy, you know, when the night started, and by the time the night ended, it was like, a lot of work, especially for the blue blood, for the blue.
Oh man, tell me about it. I'm confused by this whole draft, man.
I know. You have Lesnar, you have all, you know, stacked the women's division, the cruiserweight division. You have Rollins, you have Reigns, and then SmackDown just has what? AJ, Cena, Orton.
They have eight guys on the roster.
Yeah, I believe. I don't know. I don't get it. But Kane just got drafted to Raw. Kane got drafted to SmackDown.
To SmackDown. Demon Kane.
Yeah, Titus O'Neil got drafted to Raw. I mean,
oh, really?
I don't know, man. Yeah, I don't know, man. I think they made a huge mistake. I think all the NXT guys should have went to SmackDown. or maybe they'll do a trade. Paige got drafted.
This is live, ladies and gentlemen. This is live. It's happening live. Oh, Paige is back on.
I think that they should do a trade. They should give up, like, Randy Orton for the cruiserweights. Here's Orton.
He holds the cruiserweight division.
Yeah, but you know what? One thing that I was wondering, right? Now, Raw has a cruiserweight division.
Yep.
So what does SmackDown have?
Nothing.
Like, I thought they were going to give them the women's division.
That's
or
right.
Something.
At least have something exclusive, right? Exactly.
Yeah, that would have been great. And then all of a sudden, when they picked Charlotte, I was just
second pick.
Blown away. I was like, what the hell? The second pick? Charlotte? Are you kidding me?
I know. Man. Let's talk about Cena. So Cena is now, you know, he's not like the Undertaker like 10, 20, you know, 15 years ago. He's a veteran in the locker room. Good move with Cena putting him on SmackDown, especially being live.
I think they did that to get people to watch.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's
a good move. I think it's. I personally thought he was going to be on Raw.
Right.
The simple fact that that's the flagship show, and he's the face of the company, so of course you're going to expect him to be on Raw. But then out of nowhere, you know, like if you think about it, Cena, kind of when he started his career, it was like really on SmackDown, you know.
Right.
But I think what they try to do is just add all these like old school guys. Like you have Orton, Cena.
Yep.
Now Kane. You have these veterans, AJ Styles, on SmackDown, and I was kind of confused because I thought SmackDown was going to be more for like the future, you know,
right.
And then. You know, with Daniel Bryan as the GM and Shane McMahon, and, you know, they kept talking about the future, but then they draft these guys that have been with the company for over 10, 15 years. So, I don't know. I'm confused.
I know. I agree. I mean, like, what's the hook for SmackDown besides, like, the veterans, you know? Like, there's no... exclusivity for, like you said, like the cruiserweight or women, or we don't know. We still don't know what's gonna happen. Let's talk about the club. So everyone knows the Bullet Club or the Club. Obviously, they broke them up. Well, Ralphie, I started talking about it briefly. Henry, what are your initial thoughts? Do you think Balor will be the new leader? What do you think will happen? Or do you think it'll just be Gallows and Anderson just a tag team forever? Like, what are your thoughts on that?
I think. When I jumped onto the show, I heard Ralphie talking about Balor somehow interfering in Battleground. I don't know if WWE has even spoken about the relationship Balor has had with these guys. You know what I mean? I mean, you see it on social media. Balor, you know, like, teases it all the time. But on TV, they haven't spoken about it. I think they should. I don't think he's going to interfere at all in Battleground. Mm-hmm. I feel like maybe they'll tease some back, you know, like backstage, like, interaction between the guys, and then tease, like, some sort of alliance between them. And they could talk about, you know, like, their past. But I think they're going to keep Finn Balor separate from these guys.
Okay.
Because I feel like, you know, with this whole Cruiserweight division, I think he's going to be the face of that division.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting. Yeah, you're right. They could go to two directions. They could either... Oh, wow. Mets just won. Sorry, I'm already
live. July 19th. Ricky. You seem surprised. You seem surprised
that
they won.
I know, man. Against the Cubs, man. All right. So, no, I agree with you to an extent. I think they're going to go two directions. Two directions. Either, Finn Balor is going to be the face of the Cruiserweight division, or you're right. Maybe they may touch on the fact that these guys have a relationship in Japan. But, you know, time will tell with that. Let's move on to NXT. So I believe American Alpha counts as one pick. Balor's two. Nia Jax is three. They said six are going to be drafted from NXT. Who do you think are going? Let's speculate right now. Who do you think are the other three picks? You think?
Before
the night,
probably
before 11 o'clock.
Austin Aries.
Okay.
Definitely not Bayley, because it would have been on TV to announce Bayley. I say Austin Aries, probably Carmella. And
Carmella.
And Ty Dillinger. And Ty Dillinger. Yo.
Wow.
I like
Ty
Dillinger.
The perfect 10.
Yeah, the perfect 10. I'm going to buy, yo, I like him so much. I'm going to buy his T-shirt.
Nah, I don't know. I don't know about Carmella. What do you think, Henry? Do you think Nakamura gets drafted or what? Or it's too early for that?
I think... it's too early for that. I think it's not a secret, you know, NXT August 20th, sorry.
Right.
Nakamura versus Samoa Joe. I think that's going to happen, you know.
Right, I agree.
So I think they're not going to draft neither one of those guys just because, you know, that's going to be the big main event that night. But I agree with Rafi with Ty Dillinger. I think he's going to get drafted. He's been with NXT for I don't even know how long, but he's been there for a long time. I think he's going to get drafted. I think freaking these guys, man. What the hell? The tag team, man.
I don't know. Dawson.
I think they're going to get drafted.
Okay, I agree.
Yeah, I
as
think
one
them
unit
two, as right. one unit, and
as one unit.
Then I think Asuka.
I think
Asuka is gonna get picked because they're teasing. Sasha Banks has a mystery partner for this Sunday. I could see Asuka being the tag. I mean, you know, everyone is rooting for Bayley, but I think they're holding her in NXT just a little bit longer, you know. I don't know why, to be honest with you, but Asuka, she's the veteran there. She's Nia Jax got called up, and she's like been in the company for how long? She's so green, it's not even funny. Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's a Rock's cousin. That's why they brought her up.
That's why.
Maybe she can keep Roman Reigns off the drugs, yo.
Maybe.
Oh man. I knew this was going to be talked about at some point. Someone's going to mention that.
Who's got the juice?
Hey, dude.
Him and Brock are both on Raw.
I still don't know what was he popped for. Did they say? Was it like Lesnar, estrogen blockers? Or, do you know?
They didn't say, but it's probably juice.
Was it marijuana, you think? Was it recreational? Was it cocaine?
Maybe it was. Yo.
It was K2.
RVD.
He was K2?
He was hanging out with RVD.
But see, like
RVD,
that's,
And he started smoking weed.
Man, yo, I don't know, man. I'm just, and you know, I don't know if you guys noticed, and I don't know if it's because Raw is 3 hours and SmackDown is 2 hours, but why the hell does Raw have like 25 superstars and SmackDown has 10? I don't understand.
Yeah, because Raw got 3 picks and SmackDown gets 2 picks.
They didn't do it like that though.
They did it one and one.
Oh wait, Darren Young. Where is he? He's on Raw.
The Raw.
He's on Raw.
Darren Young's on Raw.
He's gonna get buried in Raw.
Of course.
What do you think? You think he wins the belt? You think after all this hype, he wins the belt at Battleground against The Miz or no?
No.
We don't.
Raw's gonna have all the titles.
All the belts.
Oh my God! Kalisto got drafted to SmackDown. That makes no sense.
Yeah.
See?
Wow.
That makes no sense.
So
isn't he like a
cruiserweight? They broke up. They broke up the Lucha Dragons, and then Sin Cara to Raw. So you know,
that makes no sense to me.
Sin Cara and Simon Gotch got into a fist fight today.
I heard about that. Maybe why did we over a sandwich? What do you think? What do you think they were feuding over? What do you think?
I don't know. Maybe for the same reason that Del Rio got fired.
Oh my gosh! I hope not.
Hispanic slur, racial slur, and
yeah.
Oh my gosh!
Let's talk about something mid card. So Sami Zayn is on Raw. Kevin Owens is on Raw again, right? So they're gonna continue feuding, but Cesaro is on Raw too. Does that make sense? Like, what are your initial thoughts on that?
No, that's terrible. First of all, how did the Big Show get picked before Cesaro?
I know.
So Cesaro should have
turned
been
more than
like
he's turned heel or face like 50 times in the past 5 years.
Yeah,
Cesaro
should've.
Naomi's on SmackDown, by the way.
Oh, the Ascension on SmackDown.
They are. Oh, they
need, all right.
Restart their career. So let's talk about Cesaro. So what do you think happened there? Like, I don't like why is he on Raw instead of SmackDown? Like, I don't know.
I honestly don't know. I think he should have been drafted. Like, first of all, he should have been drafted in the top 10 and to SmackDown.
Agree. Yep.
And if he got drafted to SmackDown, he would like become the star that we all want him to be. But he's gonna get lost in the shuffle on Raw, man.
Yep.
I don't personally feel he's gonna get lost in the shuffle. I just feel as if these guys have been on TV for the past, I think, like before WrestleMania. So what is that, like 3 months, 4 months wrestling each other back and forth? Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, Chris Jericho, Cesaro, you know, like these guys, they were feuding for the Intercontinental Championship. You know, I feel like we've seen so much of that. Like, I think it's time to split them apart. You know what I mean? Especially Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Put them on different shows. The fact that they got drafted to Raw, it just doesn't make sense because they were saying how this could be the last time they wrestle each other in Battleground and it's the end of an era, or whatever they were saying, you know, and put them on different shows. I feel as if they're going to do the whole trade stuff, whatever. They're going
to
do trade.
I agree. They have to.
You know?
It's too unbalanced.
They have to. Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me. And then, you know, these guys are great, great wrestlers, and I feel like, I don't know if you guys remember how SmackDown used to be back when they did the draft the first time. You had you know, SmackDown was the wrestling show. You know, you had guys like Kurt Angle, Shelton Benjamin, The Rock. You had Eddie Guerrero. Chris Benoit. You had these guys. Could we even say his name, Chris Benoit? Could we even say his name on your show? You can say his name on your show? Great.
You can say Chris Benoit.
All right, good.
All right. He's not everything,
though. He's innocent.
Yo,
he didn't do it.
Come on.
He didn't do it.
Let's not even talk about it. That's a different topic.
He didn't do it. It was Kevin Sullivan.
Yo, get out of here. Yo.
You're giving me a lot of heat.
I know, man. What the heck? This guy has no filter. Somebody censor him. Put him on mute. Yo, no, but you know, like, that used to be the wrestling show. And then Raw had, like, all these, you know, you had Stone Cold, you had Big Show, Triple H, you know, like, you had Mick Foley. You had these guys. I mean, you know, like, actually, Stone Cold, around that time, he wasn't really, he was like, you know, that's it, about to retire.
GM.
But,
right,
yeah, but it was more storyline based. You know, it was more, you know, like, just a lot of promos and all that stuff. But I wanted that to happen in this draft. You know, I felt as if those guys like Cesaro, Kevin Owens, who else? Jericho.
Sami Zayn. Jericho.
Sami Zayn. I mean, I feel like you should keep Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens separate from each other, because I feel like down the road they can have a huge match. I mean, you know, like a WrestleMania match. You know. But I don't know, man. I'm just confused by this whole thing. And the fact that SmackDown has the IC title, I mean, we don't even know what's going to happen with the world champ. Is he going to be on both shows? Sure. You know?
Right. They didn't explain that, right. Exactly.
Yeah.
I know. And what about the tag? You think the tag will be on defended on the same shows? You think we'll redo what they did last time, World Tag Team and WWE Tag Team? What do you think will happen with the tag team picture?
I hope, I mean, I don't know, my bad, Ralphie, but I feel like if you're going to have the two world champions, I feel like you should have two world tag team champions, you know?
Right. I don't think they have enough teams to have two tag team
champions.
Yeah,
I think they have like nine or ten teams, what, five teams on each show?
Yeah, so they're going
to
have to
go to both shows, all right?
Yeah,
they're
just going
to have to
float
between both shows.
Yep.
I can see that happening. But then what's going to happen? Are they going to be feuding with two different tag teams? You know what I mean? Like, they're going to feud with the Ascension on SmackDown, New Day, and then on Raw, they're going to feud with freaking Enzo and Cass, you know, or something.
Right.
Or, you know, the club. And then what's going to happen in the pay-per-views, you know?
Right.
You're
three way giant.
every
title match will be a triple threat.
That's confusing, man.
That's the name of the next pay per view.
Yeah.
Unless it's like they're just like sticking to their guns that, you know, both shows are separate and they're in competition with each other. I don't know.
Yep.
I mean, I'm sure they could pull it off. They got a lot of talent, you know, in NXT that they can call up. They got all these guys from the CWC that they're going to hire to fill the void.
Oh, yeah.
Of, like they lost Balor, and they're going to replace him with Ricochet.
Right, exactly. Is that confirmed that he signed or going to sign?
From what I'm hearing online, is they have to wait until Season 3 of Lucha Underground airs.
Okay.
But then there might be a way around it because, like, he wears a mask.
Oh, right.
Oh,
that's
wow,
true.
Yeah. And
that's
he goes
true.
Under
like,
a different name.
Yeah.
Yep.
What is it,
that's
Puma?
True. Yeah, Prince Puma, I think it's
they should have.
Prince Puma.
It would have been good. Like, they could have signed Moose. I don't know, man. They have a lot of guys up there.
I was just thinking about
sign.
Let's talk about Moose. Let's talk about Moose real quick, and then we'll get back into the draft. So we all know he was part of ROH. Then he was in negotiation with WWE. I don't know. For whatever reason, he was in negotiation with ROH to re-sign TNA and WWE. I think WWE, of course, was his first choice, and it kind of fell through, I guess, because supposedly, I don't know if it's true. You let me know if it's true or not, or you think, or if you agree with me. He has a history of domestic violence, supposedly. I don't know how valid that is. So they pulled his offer, and he wound up just signing with TNA because it was, you know, more on paper, it was a better deal. What do you think of that?
Yeah.
Like, what do you think?
They pulled his offer because of scooping Jerry Lawler. That's why.
Jerry Lawler and Adam Rose.
Yeah, Adam Rose, man. Right. So they didn't want to, like, yeah. And all this, like, media behind them, and they, I guess they wait, like, 2 more years.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good move for him, though. I feel like that's a good move for Moose. Because
I don't know, man.
I think for him, yeah, and I feel like, you know, he still could work indie shows, you know.
Yep.
He's going to be at BCW July 29th, Elks Lodge.
Right.
Cheap plug.
Yep.
cheap plug. But, yeah, no, he I think it's a good move for him. I mean, you know, like we all know, TNA works a light schedule.
Yep.
You know, they just, oh, look at these guys. They're back on Raw together. All right.
Who's that?
Titus O'Neil and Darren Young.
Oh, they're back. Prime time players are back.
Titus
yeah.
O'Neil's going to kiss Darren Young like he kissed his son.
In the mouth.
Right in the mouth. And his son is like 16 years old.
Oh, man.
I don't even know if this was a good idea. Like, us go live. And throw it live.
We're live. No filter.
There's
going
to be a lot of stuff
said.
There's going to be a lot of stuff. There's no structure. And there's going to be a lot of offensive things said, man.
We're all over the place with this podcast.
Oh, man.
But it's all right.
I know.
It's all right. We don't need structure.
No, we don't need structure sometimes. No. Let's talk about Lesnar. So Lesnar was drafted to Raw. Supposedly, since wrestling is not a sport, even with what happens, regardless with the anti-doping agency, he could still compete against Orton. You think the WWE suspends him, you think, at all or no? What are your thoughts on that, Ralphie? And then Henry.
I don't know. I don't think so. I think that they might suspend
mm-hmm.
him, but it was
right.
just enough time for him to come back to SummerSlam.
Right.
Because apparently now, like, New York State doesn't require anything. Just the promoter is required. That's what somebody posted it on Twitter.
Right.
And I think
wrestling is considered entertainment, so because it's considered entertainment, no further tests are needed or something like that. But
yeah,
if
just
Lesnar
like
wants
a blood
to fight,
test or like a blood pressure test the day
yeah.
of.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
Henry, what are your thoughts, man? Lesnar, man, he went from one of the most, you know, beloved guys and then got popped like Johnny Bone Jones a week later, twice apparently now. June 28th and then the day of. What do you think of that, man?
I think that sucks. But if he does get suspended, I don't think WWE is going to put it public. Because
right.
if you think about it, he's not a guy that's on TV every week, you know?
Right.
He hasn't been on since, I forgot when was the last time, actually.
I think it was like WrestleMania.
Wow, look at that. Like almost 3 months. So
yeah,
then
yeah.
you can keep him off TV for another month. No one's yeah. really going to care, you know what I mean? Because we all know
he'll be
at SummerSlam. So what is it, 30 days?
30 days,
That's he'll be back by the show before SummerSlam, the go-home show. So they can suspend him tonight, and he'll be back before SummerSlam. So, but they don't have to announce it. I don't feel like they should because no one will really know, you know?
Right.
Or lie and say that they suspended him and didn't say anything about it.
Now, the
Dudleys drafted to Raw.
Nice.
Zack Ryder drafted to SmackDown.
Oh, that's good.
Ooh.
He's getting a little push, that guy. Let's continue talking about Lesnar. So, with Brock Lesnar, you know, with him winning at UFC 200, do you think they could have capitalized a little bit more the next night? A lot of people say they should have. You know, Paul Heyman wasn't around. He was in the UK doing his one-man show. Ralphie, Henry, what are your thoughts on that?
I think I personally think – my bad, Ralphie. Hold on. I personally think if WWE worked out some sort of deal with UFC so they can have Brock – you know, I mean, so Brock can wrestle that – I mean, fight that fight.
Mm-hmm.
Make it the Brock Lesnar from WWE. Like, have him betray that gimmick. I mean, his gimmick is the same. Like, he's going to whoop your ass. That's it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Exactly. But have him come out with Paul Heyman. Have him, you know, have him come out to his theme song. You know, like, make him come out as the Brock Lesnar from WWE. Because that's what they kept talking about all on all stations, you know, on ESPN. You know, I forgot the other channels, but that's how they promoted the fight. Like, this is a wrestler from WWE who's coming into UFC to fight. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, I mean, granted, he's had his history there, you know, but they're saying, like, he's a wrestler who's under contract. And I just personally feel like he should have came out. Like, they could have done it better. You know, and then after he won, bring him out on Raw and have him brag about it, you know?
Yep.
And
I agree.
I don't know. I just feel like they could have, instead of, I just felt like they just, and didn't they that week, when did they announce the fight between the match between him and Randy Orton? Was it before?
It was the Thursday. Yeah, 2 days before. 2 days before Saturday. That Saturday.
Yeah, I feel like they should have done it after the fight.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, have him come out and challenge someone or whatever. Because, you know, freaking, we haven't seen Randy Orton in God knows when. Imagine the pop he would have gotten if he came out.
Yeah,
to challenge Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam, you know? But,
agreed.
Yeah, I don't
know. Hey, man, this is a live show. You know, breaking news. So, you have Apollo Crews is on SmackDown, and then so is Alexa Bliss. So, there's your...
Alexa Bliss?
Alexa
Are you
Bliss.
Kidding me? What the hell is going on?
Wait, I got some more breaking news, yo.
Okay.
Brock Lesnar failed another drug test.
Yep.
What?
An in-competition test. Yeah.
Supposedly it was the same drug or whatever that the Johnny Bone Jones got popped for, the estrogen blocker.
Oh my gosh,
that's crazy!
Wow,
asthma inhaler, man, that's crazy. Man.
Listen, man, honestly, who cares, bro? If they if they take drugs, no, let's be honest. Yo, seriously,
Mark Hunt will not
be
happy with these things.
They're getting in a cage to beat the crap out of each other.
Yeah.
You have to be on drugs to do that for a living.
Listen,
like, who cares?
I don't think
it
have to be on drugs. I think you have to be on supplements. But like, you know,
listen,
it makes
sports exciting, yo. Look at the 80s. All the wrestlers wanted steroids. It was fun. Baseball. All the players wanted steroids. They had a home run competition.
Yeah, Sammy Sosa.
Did everybody do
McGuire get into this conversation?
Let everybody do controlled steroids, yo. That's what they should do. It should be regulated.
This is why Rousey will never be hired by any wrestling
at all. He's an advocate for PEDs.
He's gonna be banned. Rousey's gonna be banned from every locker room. From now on,
I'm the voice.
Like,
I'm the voice of the voiceless drug dealers.
I'm joking. Crap. Oh man.
Oh man. So that was the breaking news. So let's talk about Dolph Ziggler. So here's the guy. What are your thoughts, man? On this guy, man. He got his concussion. He won a world title. Got a concussion. And then for some reason has never gotten pushed after that. He won the Survivor Series in 2014. But after that, he's been like, I don't know, in the abyss.
You
like,
know
what
why?
On that?
Because he's the Walmart version of HBK. He needs to stop trying to be Shawn Michaels and start being Dolph Ziggler again. Like in the beginning, when he was first out, yo, he was funny. Mm-hmm. He was good. He was like introducing himself. Oh, hi, I'm Dolph Ziggler. Then he became Billy Gunn.
Yeah, sure.
Billy Gunn 2.0. and now he's like a fake Shawn Michaels. He even has almost the same exact tights. He does the same poses. Like, dude, stop it.
The sweet chin music, the stomping.
Yeah, man. Like, it's just it's corny, bro.
I think he needs to reinvent himself. I mean, I personally like him more as a heel. because he was more entertaining. I mean, he's a great wrestler. Don't get me wrong. He puts on awesome matches, but he hasn't, like, for example, when he's a heel, he gets his ass kicked the entire match, takes crazy bumps, puts on a great match. Don't get me wrong. But when he's a face, he does the same thing. Gets his ass kicked the entire match, takes crazy bumps. He hasn't really, they had him with he hasn't changed. He hasn't evolved. I mean, I feel like they should have him turn heel and reinvent himself again. I mean, look at The Miz. The Miz, when he was a face, I mean, I don't know what they were thinking by making him face. You know what I mean? And then he was, you know, this is a guy who freaking wrestled
was on the real
the main event at WrestleMania, you know what I mean?
27.
Against John Cena. Yeah. And now he reinvented himself, and he's entertaining again. Now he's with his wife, Maryse.
Yep.
And he's the Intercontinental Champion. And I feel like on SmackDown, he can compete for the world title.
Yep.
If they have two world champions, you know what I mean? I mean, you know, like, funny, like, I was writing down the draft picks, right? And then I was, I counted how many, like, world champions, former world champions Raw had compared to SmackDown. And it was pretty much the same amount of people. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I feel like they have their main event players on each brand if they're going to have two world titles. But, you know, I feel like The Miz is going to eventually be competing for the world title. I could see him and what's the name?
I'm gonna kid.
Hang up the phone, bro.
Roman is on Raw.
Oh, they broke up the Wyatts. And Breezango is on SmackDown.
Breezango's on SmackDown exclusively. What?
And the social
what happened?
Full Dallas on Raw.
Wait, they broke up the Social Outcasts?
Yeah.
No, the Wyatt family.
Oh.
No, they did. Bo Dallas just got drafted to Raw.
You're kidding me.
Oh, really? Oh, I'm sorry. I guess
Bo
I'm
Dallas
behind like 5 minutes on my Roku back here behind me.
And breaking news via Twitter, Eva Marie drafted to Pornhub.
Yes. That's pretty awesome.
Oh, my God. Yo, she just got drafted to SmackDown.
Who, Eva Marie?
What? Eva Marie. Why?
I'm gonna break the TV,
yo,
man.
You have Samoa Joe and you have Nakamura and you draft this no talent piece of trash.
I'm not even. I have no comment.
She should
believe.
Be fired, yo.
So you mean to tell me? You mean to tell me that they said six people were gonna get drafted from NXT? It's Finn Balor. That's great. That's an awesome pick.
Yep.
American Alpha, that's great.
Yep.
Nia Jax, I saw that happening. I saw that happening, even though she's green. I saw it happening.
Yep.
But freaking Alexa Bliss is not bad, but I feel like you could have kept her on in NXT a little bit longer. You know what I mean? They got three women.
Yeah.
They got three women from NXT. And they got, like, the three greenest women on the roster.
Wow.
Ridiculous.
The Puerto Rican Shining Stars on Raw.
And the Bald Villain. And the Bald Villain.
Who's that? Who the hell? The Matadors?
Yeah.
The
Matadores. This is like watching the seventh round of the NFL draft, and you're like falling asleep watching the draft.
We're looking
you're like,
at Tom Brady for like the seventh sleeper.
Yeah, I don't even know who would that be. Who's left?
I don't.
Wow.
Samoa Joe and Nakamura.
No, that's it. There's no more. There's no more NXT picks.
Wait, is Heath Slater drafted?
Not yet.
No, wow.
How did Bald Dallas get drafted before he's
the Bald Villain, yo, to the SmackDown?
Wow. Eva Marie, is she kind of the main roster person or NXT person?
Who, Eva Marie?
What?
She's NXT.
Oh, she's NXT?
Eva Marie?
Damn.
She's NXT.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh,
there's no more NXT picks.
Yeah, that's it.
Damn, man.
I mean,
what a waste.
I think they, you know what it is? I feel like they feel like they can make a lot of money off of her. That's why she probably got drafted. I mean, yep. I don't know. She's gonna be on what, SmackDown, you said?
Yeah.
So she's gonna be working with Natalya. She's gonna be working with Naomi. Alexa Bliss. Becky Lynch.
Yeah. You know what? Triple H, he was like, You guys take Finn Balor, you gotta take the rest of these scrubs with him. that's what they did.
Oh my gosh.
Let's go back to the Wyatt family. So, what are your thoughts on the Wyatt family breaking up? I mean, getting back together. You know, Wyatt's better with people, but what do you think Wyatt's going to finally get the push that he deserves, or what? What are your thoughts on that, Rafi and then Henry?
I don't like that they broke him up, man. I mean, Braun Strowman, they needed him, but the other what's his name is coming back from injury.
Luke Harper.
Harper's coming back, so they might draft the other two as a team, and then keep him on SmackDown with Bray Wyatt.
Wyatt.
Yeah, he's on SmackDown. Yeah,
he's on SmackDown. Yep.
I like him better with like more people, but then like it was funny because if you watch the brawl they had with the New Day, and then the way it ended where it was just like a bunch of people with masks on.
Yep.
Like, that's kind of saying like nobody really knows how big this Wyatt family really is.
Right. Exactly.
Who knows? Like Bray Wyatt might debut someone else. Yo, maybe they sign Abyss and he comes and he joins the Wyatt family.
Right.
He needs to grow a beard though.
It can happen.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
But you know, like something like that. Like I like them better with I like them when they're like a group, but
yeah.
I don't know, Vince. Yo, they need to draft Vince McMahon to the old folks' home, bro. Get him out of here. I don't know what he's thinking.
I don't think this was totally Vince's idea, man. I think they all had a say in it. I think they all had a say in this draft.
Yep.
Especially with Triple H, he. On Bray Wyatt?
Yeah, on the Wyatt situation.
Yeah, I think I agree. I think you should keep them together. I mean, I feel like they haven't really, scratched the surface. Like I feel like they can do so much more. You know, like if you think about it, Bray Wyatt, what major championships has he won?
None.
Not even the United States. You have Luke Harper and Eric Rowan when they were freaking kicking everyone's ass. They didn't even win the tag titles. They haven't won anything. They haven't won.
What messed them up?
One championship.
Not to cut you off, but what messed up Bray Wyatt was losing to John Cena at WrestleMania, and then losing to The Undertaker at WrestleMania.
Back to back.
So instead of like making him like this unstoppable like beast, no, they have him job out 2 years in a row, and then it's just like to me they made him like you see him on TV and you're like, oh, he's not gonna win. But that's how I feel about Cesaro. Like I watch him in a match, I'm like, oh, he's not winning, because I'm so used to seeing him lose. And I think he should have beat Cena, and he should have been the one and take her streak. That would have been way better, because then he could have carried that, and they could have made him world champion, and he could have been like this dominant, like psycho that he is.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's hard, like hard to fix that.
I feel like injuries too, man. I think that set them back. You know, Eric Rowan got injured. You got Luke Harper who got injured also, and Bray Wyatt was out with an injury for a while too. So. You know, I think that hurt them. But, yeah, I prefer, you know, and we all know that WWE needs stables. You know, like back in the days when you had all these stables, you know, wrestling was fun to watch. And now it's like you're going to split these guys up. You know, they split up two stables. If you think about it, tonight they split up two stables. The Wyatt family and the club.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, man.
Interesting.
For no reason.
Now, let me stick on the Wyatt family. So, talking about plagiarism, because I was watching, you know, earlier today was the. Let's not even get into politics. You know, politics and religion, let's not even talk about it on the show. The plagiarism from Melania Trump and Michelle Obama. But was there... Don't even get Ralph started on that.
Oh, my gosh.
Was there any plagiarism you thought with the Wyatt New Day segment with Final Deletion at all? Or, you know, they were complaining or they were whining on the internet that if it was real similar. I don't think it was at all. I think it was two totally different segments. Like, what are your thoughts on Ralphie and Henry as far as the two separate
mm-hmm.
segments?
They were similar because they were both, like, done outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
But the WWE version was, to me, was way better. Because
right.
it was like an actual fight, and then it was like
right.
this is building, this like keeps building to something else, you know, like
right,
like there's actual fear from the New Day
mm-hmm.
on the Wyatts. Like the Final Deletion is basically crazy Matt Hardy and his father-in-law.
From your Benjamin.
And then it, yeah, and then it
is
took
that really
away. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. It is.
My God,
it is. And then they took away Jeff Hardy's name, so he can come back. I'm telling you, this whole thing ends with Jeff Hardy as Willow. That stupid with stupid umbrella that he has.
Oh my gosh,
there's no
That's
ending
how it ends.
To this feud.
So, to me, I mean. People were like, are mad because they're like, oh,
the ratings
were
the highest, though. Right.
No, it was so bad that it was good.
The highest segment ever in TNA, the Final Deletion. That's crazy.
It was one of those things that was so bad it was good, but
right,
like, I
exactly.
watched them both. I watched them both, and
Lisa Fox.
And I don't know. It's just, I don't think it was copying. I just think it was WWE's version was better, the way they filmed it. The way that
right.
they put it together.
Well, snap. Eric Rowan got drafted to freaking SmackDown.
Good.
Oh, wow.
He split them up.
Bray Wyatt.
No, he's yep. with Bray Wyatt.
This is Bray
oh,
Wyatt.
Yeah, right.
There you go.
Yep. Okay, that's good.
Alicia Fox is on what show? Oh, she's on Raw. All right, no surprise.
On Raw.
Yeah.
Oh, Henry, what are your thoughts on that situation? Was there any plagiarism you thought between Final Deletion and Wyatt segment?
It looked kind of similar just for the fact that, you know, you had your, like, that cheap camera, you know, freaking,
mm-hmm.
it was like a VH, you know, like those big cameras, those old school cameras
yep.
that was recording
yep.
the whole fight.
Right.
I feel like the Bray, the Wyatt Family New Day segment was more serious because I found
yep.
it was no comedy to it, you know what I mean? Like, I feel
right.
like
yep.
the, Matt Hardy, Brother Nero, whatever segment, Jeff Hardy segment. That Final Deletion. What? Mojo
wow,
Rawley.
That's
good.
SmackDown.
Mojo
oh, wow.
Rawley. With Zack
wow.
Ryder, by the way. Zack Ryder's on SmackDown, guys.
Oh,
Hype Bros, baby.
Roll.
That's good.
Oh, that
means, that's good
that
for him.
Eve Marie was in the NXT. She was part of the main roster still.
I told you, so far they've been roster. So
wow, yeah, that's crazy. But yeah, I think it was very different for the fact that you know the Hardy segment was more comedic. Like people,
yep.
you know, everyone was watching this, and I'm like, you know, everybody was like, this is ridiculous. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like just, oh, I don't know, it was just out of control. But the New Day segment and the New Day and Y segment. It had more of a story. Like, I mean, the other, you know, the Hardys are telling a story, but this New Day and oh look, Carmella.
I was
right, Ralphie.
But she's on
wow.
SmackDown.
So basically,
still
not six NXT guys. They're on free. Oh, she's on SmackDown. Oh,
yeah.
She put on Raw.
Who Enzo?
Good
and
for her. Yeah, man.
Curtis Axel on Raw. Oh well.
Yeah, hopefully she gets traded.
Jobber.
They should trade her. They should trade Jack Swagger for freaking Carmella. That'll be good. But yeah, I don't know, man. I feel like they were telling a story. It was good. I enjoyed both
yeah.
segments, to be honest with you.
Interesting. It's interesting. The debate. You know, some people say it's very similar. Others, you know, are like, eh, not really. It's sort of totally different. Segment,
but to be honest,
those
are the same. Those are the same people that complain that they hate TNA and they want TNA to close. Like,
right.
You know how I feel about this IWC,
oh, yeah.
bro. They come. You're damned if you do and damned if you don't.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, who would have thought that Matt Hardy could create such a... I don't know about you, but...
This Matt Hardy character, Broken Matt Hardy, is freaking
yep.
brilliant. It is brilliant. I freaking love this guy.
I love him. He is so funny. And I don't know if you guys have been watching his YouTube videos or like, he actually... He makes fun of himself. You know what I mean? He makes fun of himself. And he's you could tell, like, he's having fun again. You know, like, Jeff Hardy's still same old Jeff Hardy, but Matt Hardy has recreated himself. And that's awesome. Like, someone who has been in the business for God knows how long could recreate himself and change his whole look and the way he speaks. You know, it's kind of like King Booker. Remember, like, he had, like, an accent, and he changed his whole gimmick. It was great.
So you, are you going to go meet him August 19th at the Hulk Show, House of Glory? For how
oh, man. If we get there early enough, I think I'll do it. I met him like, years ago in South Beach. When John Cena was a nobody, yo. And I didn't even want John Cena's autographs.
Oh, this was before Cena... became
yeah,
popular,
this is
right?
when he was like
the
like,
protege,
like
whatever.
Smackdown.
What was
yeah.
he? The
prototype?
The prototype, yeah. We got to get tickets, by the way.
we need tickets.
To...
I feel like it's going to sell out big time.
Yeah.
I know. It's a stacked card, man. You have the Hardys,
yeah.
you have EC3, Drew Galloway, and Mickey James, right? And then
yeah.
not including the regular, you know, House of Glory guys, the regular roster, so.
Yeah, it should be an awesome show.
I'm going for Cash
Flow. Yeah. I'm looking for his theme song still. I'd buy his theme
Yo,
song. I'll buy it soon. It's available.
Yeah,
best song
I actually love that theme song.
If it don't make dollar, don't make
sense. It don't make sense. That's a good song. That's a really good song. Oh,
right,
my gosh.
Any final thoughts? Any final thoughts? This has been like the most out of whack. So we're talking about everything in the show, you know.
Oh, that's great. Ralphie, that's great, man.
Final thoughts? I'm gonna cut it off in an hour. So what do you think, Ralphie? Any final thoughts on the draft?
Final thoughts.
They need to
shake it up a bit and do some trades, man. I just wish SmackDown got the cruiserweights.
Yep.
Because
yeah.
Raw has everything. SmackDown should have
yep.
got the cruiserweights. But I think the draft, it was good. Let's see how it plays out. Like, I don't want to be, like, one of these IWC people that are mad about everything. I'm going to wait and see how it plays out.
Yeah.
Yep.
I agree. I feel like they kind of rushed this whole draft. And
mm-hmm.
then... I think that now, you know, once they look back at it, they'll make some trades, you know, even it up a bit. Because it doesn't make sense that you have a Cruiserweight division on Raw and freaking Kalisto's on SmackDown. That makes absolutely
exactly.
no sense whatsoever. But,
exactly.
I mean, we'll just wait and see, you know, right? Because they're probably just going to add rules. They're going to add rules
sure.
to this draft, you know?
Sure.
But we'll see.
It'll be like a trade period, you know, a grace period, whatever. So we'll see.
Yeah.
All right, man. All right, I'm gonna end it there. It's been a nice, great hour. I love the improv show. There was no script, unedited.
That was good.
we should have a separate show.
It's like our regular conversations, though. It was great.
Exactly. And
yeah, man.
Exactly. Sometimes you need that. Sometimes you need that.
Yeah.
All right, fellas.
Good.
It's been a pleasure. We'll definitely be in touch via text throughout the week, and I'll see you guys
yeah,
soon.
Man.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you, man.
Bro.
All right, man.
Have a great night, man. All right,
man. Take care.
Take it easy, bro.
Thank you.
All right. You too. All right, ladies and gentlemen. That was Ralphie and Henry. We discussed for the past hour the draft, so to speak, and now is the end is here, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a pleasure.
just around the hour mark. Choked Out Radio Live. We spoke improv, literally about most topics, and as the picks were happening on the network, we were, you know, chatting about it here live. So it's been a pleasure. Hope you enjoyed it. Listen to it in the morning. Listen to it on your way to work. It's been a pleasure. Tell your friends. Take care.